I've been told that without you, I'd be nothing, by Karina Oliva Alvarado. It is not this nation that fed me. My mother fed me. She bled dollar bills to feed our family.
Willie Palomo is the son of two immigrants from El Salvador. His poems and book reviews have been featured in Waxwing, PBS, The Wandering Song, Central American Writing in the United States, and many more. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey. Willie, what poems have you brought for us?
Mama's hands scrub toilets until you can see your face as you piss, until her hugs smell only of rubber and bleach. Her knuckles are rougher than my father's, tougher than anything behind a dumpster with Timberlands and a metal bat. At 9 years old, the sound of her car leaving the garage would wake me up in the morning. Her shift ended at midnight, so at bedtime I would take out all of my toys to wait for her and play with dinosaurs on the couch. But the morning would come with the crank of her engine again. I'm sorry, Mama. I blink, nodding myself deeper into my sheets, but I couldn't breathe and keep my eyes open at the same time. I'm sorry I'd stomp crushing snails after school. I didn't love you enough to stay awake. When night came again, I'd yawn, pull out my triceratops, and vow to see her before bed. I thought I would never make it. Then, one night, the door broke open like a promise, the light behind her head darkening her face as she lifted me numb from the sofa. I twitched, maybe managed a smile, as her hand stroked the left side of my face. Rough. Mama's lungs. In hell, Mama cleans an endless window under the watch of tiny white women. It is impossible to get the glass spot free, to wipe without leaving something sticky for flies to suckle. She scrubs and scrubs until her hands raw and face floats dead as a fish fossilized in stone. Mama's lungs are soaked in ammonia, twisted over the side of a bucket, worthless as a preacher's promise. If she squeezes one too tight, pus wheezes wet through her finger, its acid bran a slow choke in her hand. This is her worst moment. She told me. For 2 whole days, a white woman once made her scrub the same wall of window invisible, insisting it was filthy. She must have seen some ugly Mama could not. Finger smudges, dust mites, her own unwashed reflection. Homecoming. The last days of Abuela's life, she would leave the house for hours, walking miles down dirt roads. I imagine her mumbling or singing, although the flint-lipped woman rarely said anything to me. She would embrace me, her hands clasped around my temples, her kisses so faint, I cannot remember them. On the news or in a movie, a man would die and she would complain to my mother. Once, driving down the freeway, my father pointed at a mountain pasture and declared, "I own everything as far as your eye can see," and she believed him. Once, she drew handfuls of water over her face from a stream, moaning gleefully as white people passed. As far as I could tell, she only slept and made tortillas. Mama flew to El Salvador to watch her die. When she returned, she told the story of a restless woman. A breathless cousin chases her and brings her back to the house. The next morning, she wakes up murmuring, "This is not my home." "Where is your home?" they ask. And she tells them about San Agustin, years before the war, before half of them were born. Like Abuela, I want to return to something that belongs to me. I should have died by now, to stick my bones in the ground like bayonets and reclaim it as mine. Soldiers would fire slugs at my ghosts, and I would pour streams of dirt over my face and laugh. where we find Mama's tongue. And the geckos blew kisses, popping their sticky legs along the aluminum ceiling. And the night blew as varicose veins rained trickling down our legs and the walls. The hammock swayed like a cloud of drunken zancudos, fat-eyed and sucking the sweat off our foreheads while I lay restless and asked Mama, how come she never told us about El Salvador and La Guerra, the blood we left spilled, spurned in another country? And before she could break our 18-year-old silence, my question hooked her tongue and lip like a fish. She said nothing. I waited for years and now nothing. My whole stupid life, I longed for answers. And again, another gecko ran off of her tongue. I feared if I caught it and trapped it in my hands, I would crush it, discover a venom I could not bear. And then, after a lifetime of silence, the rain began to rumble down the leaves, and the night broke into soft thunder before we spoke.
You've been listening to Poetry by Willy Palomo on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.